You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Mariana Schenk. Mariana is an economics major here at UTEP, but she's also here to tell us about something very exciting that's taking place next week, and that's the three-day startup here at UTEP. Now, Mariana, first of all, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, the three-day startup, when we mentioned that, a lot of people have, you know, different concepts, different stereotypes. It's like, what's going to happen? What is it about? So you said that it's in its third year already.
Yes.
And very successful. Tell us about it.
Yes. So a little bit of history about the three-day startup. It started in UT Austin in 2008. And so it's for 3 days. Students within whatever university that the three-day startup is going to happen, they participate in this three-day startup, and they create a technology-based startup company. And so from UT Austin, it has spread globally. So, you know, you have it in universities like Harvard, Cornell. You also have it in universities in Germany, Singapore, you name it. It's all over the world. And so 3 years ago, we brought it here to UTEP. And so next week, March 20th, we're going to host it.
Now, as I'm looking here at the schedule, Mariana, it says prior to the program starting, you have boot camp. You want to tell us about that? What it involves? Because boot camp, you know, usually means physical exercises, running, all that stuff.
No, not that kind of. It's more of, preparing the participants for what's going to happen during the 3 days. So the boot camp is already the participants that have been accepted into the program. And then it takes place a little bit right before the three-day startup happens, and we pretty much train them the material. So, for example, there's market validation, financial feasibility, a lot of different components and skills that you would need for the program. And once you're actually in the 3 days, we go more in depth into those skills, and so we just kind of introduce them in the boot camp.
Now, one thing we haven't said yet is people may be wondering, well, how do you get selected for this program? How do I apply? Do I have to be a marketing or economics major, business?
So we accept all different types of majors. The big thing about three-day startup is, you know, we want to have cross-campus collaboration. It's a good networking opportunity. And the thing is, usually, for example, I'm a business major. I'm usually only exposed to other business majors. So this program gives you the opportunity to collaborate with someone in computer science or engineering or just someone in science, liberal arts, you name it.
Once you're selected, let's talk about, you know, what people can expect. If they're part of the program, it's going to be a three-day startup, as you mentioned, and all of it takes place here on campus?
Yes, it takes place here on campus. It's actually in the College of Business in the Texas Gas Center where we host it. So the application process, you have to apply at utep.3daystartup.org. And then from there, on the page, there's an application portion. And then anything with the red asterisk is necessary for you to fill out. And then from that, I receive an email with all the applicants. We review, and then we determine whether or not we do need to go through the interviewing process. But from there, we pretty much pick which participants. And the determining factors in order to get the participants is we go through their resumes, see what kind of skills they have. We try to get a good mix and variety. Just because you don't have an idea doesn't mean you're not necessarily going to be valuable in order to be a part of these startups or in part of the 3 days. You know, we look for skills as well as ideas.
We're taking the students now participating through the program. And so day one, they're here on campus, and they arrive with or without any ideas. What happens next?
So day one is really awesome. It's fun. And so we sign them in, we get everyone, and then we have an opening sequence. So we try to bring in different entrepreneurs that can talk to them. So last year we had someone talk from Notch Startup in San Francisco. We Skyped him in, and he actually was talking about how the startup process goes. He went through the StartX accelerator in Stanford. And so it was really exciting to see. He was a UTEP grad, so that was another plus. Like, you know, you can really do a startup. And we've also had other startup company from Austin talk as well. And so we pretty much just try to introduce them, get them pumped up the first day. And then after that, we break them up into groups. And so in each group, they come up with two ideas. After they come up with the two ideas and they go through their process, they come back and they give a first pitch. So each group pitches their two ideas. They get 3 minutes. And then there's a Q&A session. And then after that, the whole group votes on which ideas are the best. And from the best ideas, so for example, there's 10 ideas. So you pick about 4 or 5 ideas out of those. And then after that, each person, individual, has the chance to work on whatever they feel most passionate about. So they have that flexibility with what they want to do.
And once they do that, is that all done on day one?
Yes, that's okay. Done on day one.
And so then day two, they already have their ideas elected.
Yes.
And the teams, as you mentioned. So the next step would be, I guess, who is your target audience, customers, et cetera?
Yes, so that's where the market validation comes in. So day two is a lot of the execution. We've actually had groups that felt like their idea wasn't working out, so they literally changed it the second day, like worked on something completely new. So it's really interesting to see the process, and that's actually something that we encourage, is pivoting when a group just completely strikes out their initial idea and comes up with something else, because you're trying to keep on working on something until it sticks and it works. And they go out to businesses, they talk to customers and see if their idea is actually, solving a problem or it's actually needed in the market.
Mariana, can you tell us, give us an example? People may be wondering, well, what kind of ideas have come up in the past that those teams go on to follow it up, and perhaps some of them might have been very successful or are still in the process. If you wouldn't mind giving us, some of examples of some of the ideas that came up.
Well, we haven't had a successful startup come out of the 3-day startup here at UTEP. There have been many successful ones that have come out anywhere. That's our goal, to actually try to get a successful startup. It just depends on the group. If they really want to follow up and continue with the process, we have all the tools that we can give them in order to do that. But my favorite example that I always bring up with everyone was our first year. We did, there was a group that did Appy Hour. So it was an app for your phone that you could look up all the specials. For example, Crave's having, $5 Burger Tuesdays. And it would be able to advertise that and see like all the specials according to the dates. And so one of the panelists we had that year, he was actually extremely interested in that app and he wanted to invest in it, but sometimes things don't really follow through.
And day three is when you wrap everything up, and I guess, as you mentioned, like with this Appy Hour app, the fact that people might say, okay, well, they told me that my idea could possibly be something. So after day three, they leave with ideas, with a lot of encouragement, enthusiasm from the people so that they can pursue something. Is that correct?
Yes. So they leave with a lot of enthusiasm. We've always gotten really good feedback as to a 3-day startup. And there's some points that we need to work on, or there's some points that they really like specifically from the program. We really like that these students get, hands-on experience.
What about, you mentioned that app a little while ago. It seems that everybody, just about everybody now, they look to their iPhone or smartphone or tablet, whatever, to find an app to do something. And it's incredible what some of these apps do. As you mentioned, all the specials. There are some that tell you the weekly specials so you don't have to carry newspapers to the grocery
yeah.
store, anything like that. What kind of, let's say, other ideas have come up that perhaps maybe something in entertainment?
Something in entertainment. Well, last year there was an app that wanted to do a jukebox kind of thing. So you could outbid people to play your song at a restaurant. And so it was just kind of like, playing music. It was a really good idea. We've also had one that was a medical application, or more, I guess, of a software for nurses, since there was I believe the HIPAA Act, where, everything has to be, private information, and, they try to go paperless. So it was an app that would, address that specific niche in the market. So we've had a lot of different varieties, and they came out really interesting. There was one that was more of a textbook vending machine. That one was really interesting. Not much of an app, but it was definitely something that's different that you don't really think about. So there's a lot of different and really good ideas that, you know, these students come up with.
Well, because like the one you mentioned about the textbook, students are always looking for specials and, you know, something else, an easier way, because it is hard being a student, and some of you all have to work one or two jobs. And the fact that something like this will be able to help you, you know, that would be great, because people say, wow, I can, you know, did you order your books already? No, but, you know, if you go to this app, it's going to tell you, you know, who's selling them here on campus, etc. I wonder, you know, maybe the audience is wondering too as well, when you present those ideas and you show them off, do they have demonstrations where people will say, okay, now look, you click on this and this is what it does, or are they able to install it temporarily on their device, whatever it is? Tell us about the demonstrations.
So on the final pitches, they present to everyone, and as well as the panelists, which could be potential investors or just entrepreneurs, that give them, you know, critical feedback. And pretty much there's not exactly a working, like you download it on your app kind of prototype, but they do have a prototype and they show it through with their presentation. Like you click this and then this is what happens. So it kind of gives you like a good idea of how the design will be. And so they kind of take you through the app.
Well, as we were mentioned before about the application, the deadline was last week, a couple of weeks ago, March 2nd. However, if people are interested, perhaps, you know, to go watch some of these demonstrations, is it open to the public?
Yes, definitely. That's what we're trying to do, is get a lot of people to come and actually see the process, because it's not only something that benefits UTEP students, but eventually we want it to benefit the community. We want it to benefit El Paso as well as the region. So we're looking eventually in the future to open up to other universities to participate. So, for example, El Paso Community College, you know, try to get students from there to participate in the three-day startup. But since we have a licensing fee with 3DS Austin, we have to make sure we're not, you know, breaking any rules or anything. So it's just kind of getting that part done as well.
If the students are considering, as I mentioned, March 2nd was the deadline application. But if they're already in, someone may wonder, well, what about the, you know, do we sleep in the dorms? Do we go home every night? What about meals? And how much do I have to pay?
So the participants don't have to pay anything. We take care of all the costs. It runs about $6,000, which is like part of the licensing fee. And we have a coordinator that flies in from Austin in order to just make sure everything's running smoothly. He also operates as a mentor to kind of guide the participants through the process. That's also something else that we provide as mentors. So it could be professors here at UTEP or entrepreneurs that really know the field and can help them out with their idea and the really technical aspects maybe at times. And for sure, we cannot be open 24 hours. The one in Austin is able to be open 24 hours those 3 days. But we're just open till midnight. But usually what happens, the groups, they end up at Village Inn or somebody's lab or house, and they continue working on it. So they're very enthusiastic.
And you mentioned, you know, engineering, business, liberal arts, but there still may be some people who say, well, you know, I'm a communication major or I'm a theater major. Can I apply?
Yes, of course. Like I said, we try to get everyone. We're trying to be able to target different colleges within the university and just try to get everyone that we can to apply and try to partake in the three-day startup. A majority we do need is, like we say, we have kind of certain, I wouldn't say protocol, but usually we aim for computer science, business, engineering, and science. And then the rest are called what we call wild cards. So those are, you know, also filtered in as well. So we try to get everyone, but we need a huge portion of business and computer science, because business, you have the market validation, financial feasibility, trying to see if you can actually make money out of your, you know, business or your app or your software, whatever you're trying to create. And as well, you know, computer science, they're the ones developing the apps, the software. So we have a huge concentration of those two. And then, you know, engineering and the rest kind of fall in as well, because, you know, because they're not computer science doesn't mean they have a great idea, that they don't have a great idea, or that they, you know, don't have any skills that are necessary in the process.
Mariana, for people who want to find out more about what we've been talking about, do you all have a web page or a phone number they can call to find out more information about the startup?
Yes. So definitely, if you're interested, just to even just learn about the information and learn more about the 3-day startup, it's at utep.3daystartup.com.
Well, thank you very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Mariana Schenk. She is has been talking about the 3-day startup. It's an event that's going to be happening here at UTEP starting next week. And if you want more information, you can go to UTEP's webpage and then type in 3-day startup, and you'll find out a little bit more about that. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you very much.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTUP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.